Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah daf Chavav, and we are in Perek Lulav Arava. We'll start right after the Mishnah, right after the Mishnah of Nisach HaMayim, as we are in the last section of this commentary on the first Mishnah of the Perek, where we spoke about all the mitzvahs of Sukkahs. How many days are there for each mitzvah? We have Lulav, we have Arava, we have Simcha, we have Hallel, as we discuss, and now we have Nisach HaMayim. So Nisach HaMayim is a Machlokes Tanoim, as we have here. Is Nisach HaMayim for 7 days? Is Nisach HaMayim for 8 days? Tanakama says 7 days, Rabbi Yehuda says 8 days, and the Mishnah described the process of the Nisach HaMayim. You bring the they went to get the water, and they bring it up, and we spoke yesterday about the pouring it to little cups with little holes in the bottom of it. They pour it in different sizes, one big hole, one small hole, as we described, and we described where it went. So says the Gemara, Amar Biosi ben Chanina. So what is this commenting on? So according to most Mepharshim on the page, it means, why they make such a big deal about the water, right? Token. They blew shofar as they brought the water in. Taku vahariu v'taku. So why they blow shofar? Says the Gemara. Kade lasos pumbi ladavar. To make a big pomp and circumstance about it. Pumbi ladavar. Right? In order to publicize what's going on here. Why is it so important to publicize the Nisach HaMayim? We don't do this by other, elements of the Avoda. So explains the Pnei Moshe. Say, Pnei Moshe. Laficha hayotokin amarian. Shigia lashar HaMayim. Lasos pumbi upersum adavar. Vizeo mepnei hat stukim. Sheena modem in Nisach HaMayim. Because of the stukim that wouldn't, aren't modem in Nisach HaMayim, right? Either. Whether it's based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai or whether it's based on Mem Yud Mem. That's still Torah Shebal Peh. It's the drashas chazal. It's not the pashup shot. So either way, we find elsewhere in halacha that whenever the tztuki can believe in something, we go the opposite and we try to publicize anti tztuki so that they would everybody knows that they are wrong. And v'dugma, what's the example that's given in Mishnah? As he quotes from Maseches Menachos in the 10th parak, Abiksir Saomer. When they cut the omer, they also make a big deal and pop and circumstance about it because. Probably the most famous Stuki Machlokes, Bimachros HaShabbos, they always have Shavuos on Sunday, 7 weeks after Pesach. So we dafka go against that, and we make the Ksirsa Omer exactly what it's supposed to be. Okay, Ksirsa Omer, the Moso Yantif, Shayam Nixar Be'esek Gadol. Right, 3 times. Should I cut? Now. All the Mishnayos there in Menachas Bereah Baitusim. Sha'omrim. Ain Kesiras Omer b'Motzei Yantif. Those that say that there is no Kesiras Omer on Motzei Yantif. So again, the Pnei Moshe here used the language of the Tztukim and the Baitusim. He used both of the Lashonos. So we know that's the Chazal say that Sadok and Baitus were Talmidim of Antigonish is Socho. Right, who said at the beginning of Perkei Avos that what has to be to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshavshas Rav Amanas. Shalom anas lekabel pras, right? So there's different gersos, but he might have said, what they heard was amanas shalom lekabel pras. They said, there's no sugya schar va'onesh. No, we want to reject. That's what Chazal said. Have to be very careful with one words. But again, they heard what they wanted to hear anyway. And the Rambam there in the Pirush Mishnayos explains, as we have read in the past, that really they wanted to reject everything. They wanted to just throw everything away. But they knew that nobody would listen to them if they just rejected all of Torah. So they said, you know what? We'll split it. We'll say we accept Torah Shebichsav, and we'll reject Torah Shebal Peh, because at least we'll have something of MS that it'll stand on. Like Rashi quotes in Parshas Bishalach, Parshas Shlach, when the Meraglim came back, and they said at the beginning, the land is a good land, and then the but. So Rashi quotes there because they need a little MS to anchor the Sheker. And therefore, here, the Sadok and Baitus, exactly what the Rambam says in the first parak, of Pirkei Avos about the Tztukim and the Baitusim, but that's what the Gemara here says, the last was Pumbi Ledavar. Remember we also, the first Dafin Meseches, Yuma in the Bavli talks about what also we do regarding the Paraduma, that we, during the Avodah of the Paraduma, we do certain things because they say you can't use a Tful Yom, and we say you can use a Tful Yom, for the Avodah of the Paraduma. So we always try to publicize these types of events. Good. There's certain halachas, I think, using a knife for bris milah, the Rambam says. Even if you use any sharp instrument, but we use a knife, also because it's connected to that topic as well. Yosi ben Chanina, b'shem Menachem Yosfaya. So Yosi ben Chanina talks about another element of our Mishnah, and that is the three lug. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah, right? We had a double machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. How many days? Tanakama says Nisuch HaMayim is Sukkis. Rabbi Yehuda says even Shmini Atzeres. And the other machlokas was how big of a golden cup do you use? Or a silver cup. No, I'm sorry. The Tzlochas was gold. Right, we'll get to that. Tzlochas Shalzav. And it's the golden, so it's three, holds three lug. And the Rabbi Yehuda says only one lug. Only one lug. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kivahi, this shita of the Tanakama that it is three lug reflects the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who we've already had, what is the source for Nisach HaMayim? Rabbi Akiva Amar Nisach HaMayim Dvar Torah. Rabbi Akiva said Nisach HaMayim is learned out from the words in the Torah. Dvar Torah here doesn't mean it's Daraisa, because the other shita, which is Halacha Moshe Misinai, also is Daraisa. Dvar Torah here means that it is learned out from the words of the Torah. Which words? So, again, the Mefarshimir quote, and the, we'll go look back in the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe, I think, by the way, is the only commentary on Yerushalmi that we have on the entire Yerushalmi. The entire, every Masechta, Pnei Moshe we have, on it. So the Pnei Moshe here quotes, from the Torah, Didarish Unisacheha, right, one of the extra, right, instead of Viniska, Unisacheha, Bishnei Nisuchen Akasa Medaber, with two pourings, Nisacheh is plural, so we have two, that's alluding to two pourings on the Mizbeach, Echa Nisach HaMayim, Echa Nisach HaYayin. So you have the same word that compares the two, so we compare, the references the two, so we compare Vishka Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin. So we compare the two. Out of the Nisachei HaYayin that is done every day, remember we have different amounts for different animals, but the smallest Nisach is three lug. The smallest Nisach is three lug, that's for a sheep. So we say, so to the Nisach HaMayim has to be three. So that's what the Gemara says. Right, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina says, our Mishnah, which says three lug for the Nisach HaMayim, that must be Rabbi Akiva, who learns out Nisach HaMayim from the word Unisachaha, which is also Nisach HaYayin. So therefore, they have to be the same shear. They have to be the same shear. Good. Taman Tanina, and similarly, we learned in the Mishnah in Masech HaZvachim, learned in the Mishnah in Masech HaZvachim, Rabbi Yelazar Omer, Af HaManaseach Mayim Bechag Bachutz Chayef. Rabbi Elazar says, someone who, we referenced this a few weeks ago also, if somebody does Nisach HaMayim, Bachutz, on Sukkos, right? That whole parak there, the 13th parak in Zvachim, is all about being male and shochet and zorik, doing all avodos Bachutz, what you're chayev on, what you're not. So Rabbi Elazar says that if I take sanctified water, not water in my sink, if I take sanctified water and pour it outside the Beis HaMikdash, on Sukkos, so that's royally kanis bifnim, and that's, I'm gonna be chayef for avodas chutz. Be chayef for avodas chutz. Afa menasech mayim bechag bachutz, chayef. That is good. That's the shita. We'll see in Maisa Karbanos, the Rambam, in a minute, what he paskins. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol shitas Rabbi Elazar, kishitas Rabbi Elazar rabo. Rabbi Yochanan here also says, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina said that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Akiva. So too, Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Elazar Shita, there in Zvachim, is following his Rabbi Shita. Shita's Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva. Kamad Rabbi Akiva Amar Nisach HaMayim Dvar Torah. Just like Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva is the one that says Nisach HaMayim is learned out from the words of the Torah, as we said. Dvar Torah, as we saw. Unisachecha. Kain, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Nisach HaMayim Dvar Torah. So too, Rabbi Elazar. Meaning, the Gemara seems to say that what would be a nafkamina between whether Nisach HaMayim is learned out from a pasuk Nisacheha or learned out from a Halacha Moshe Misinai? Number one is how many lug, right? That was based on our Mishnah, three or one. And number two is whether you're chayiv for Nisach HaMayim Bachutz. Right? The Gemara seems to say that only according within, Rabbi Elazar says that you're chayiv for Nisach HaMayim Bachutz, that's only following Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Elazar is following his Rabbi Shita, Rabbi Akiva. And just like Rabbi Akiva says, Nisach HaMayim is learned out from the Pasuk. So Rabbi Elazar says that Nisach HaMayim, you're chayev for Avodah. Mashma, again, if it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, you wouldn't be chayev. That's a mystery that some of the Mefarshim wonder about. If you look in the Tosfos Yantif, on that Mishnah in Zvachim, in the 13th parak, Tosfos Yantif wonders, why should this be? The Rambam quotes this. We quoted this a few days ago. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is there in Zvachim says, quotes this idea, that Rabbi Elazar must not hold Halacha Moshe Misinai. Here's the Rambam. Rabbi Elazar Savar, Shezu, Chova, Farnes Bar, previous line. This is the Rambam Pirush Mishnah at the end of the 13th parak of Zvachim. For Belazar Savar Shizechova Minatora. Lefichach Amar, again, Minatora here means based on Psukim in the Torah. Lefichach Amar Shamanasech Mechag Bechag Bachutz Chayiv Afilu Nisech Ezashir Sheyia. The Eina Davar Kain Elohu Alach Moshe B'Sinai. Sounds like for the Rambam that it's not true. It's Halach Moshe B'Sinai. Sounds like, and therefore, you wouldn't get an Onesh. You wouldn't get an Onesh. That's what it sounds like for the Rambam. The problem is that there's a steeper because the Rambam paskins in Maaser Karbanos, I think, that there is Maaser Karbanos here in Yudtes Gimel. In Yudtes Gimel, the Rambam says, Maaser Karbanos in Yudtes Gimel, Mikan Amr Azorik as Adam. This whole parak is about Avodas Chutz. Zorkas Adam O Amakteri Very Ola O Emir Mokomus Olavon Oktoras O Minchas Konim V'Chulu O Amenasech Shloshes Lugin Yayin O Mayim Bachutz Chayev Shenemar Lo Yivienu Lasososo Kolam Eskabel Befnim Chayev Analav Bachutz. So the Rambam quotes that this is based on the Nizachayim is Chayev. Says the problem is that I think elsewhere the Rambam quotes that it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Which means that in the Pirush Mishnah, it seems like it says if it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you would get an Onesh, and it seems like in the Mishnah Torah, it doesn't say that. That's the Tosfos Yontif's Kasha here in Zvachim. He says, quotes the Rambam, and then he says, V'tamahani. He just doesn't like that whole Svara of the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah. Just because Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is also a Din Daraisa. So why shouldn't you be Chayev? The Mali Mefurish Midaraisa Mali Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Harishtayim Zu Shamanu B'Pi Agvura. V'lama Lo Yehei Chayev Al Mashehu Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Kamo Al Mashehu Midaraisa. And he's, oh, there he says, Rambam B'Chiburo, Paskins, Amasek Shoshi Yom Mabachuz B'Chayev. V'chulu, and he continues, and he has that problem. But again, it could be, like we said, you only get an Onesh. You might be Chayev, B'Dei Shamayim, but Bezdin is, Bez is only going to give you an onesh, like Malkus, if it's Mefurish Bekra. Right? He's Shomer Pen Al or Lo. You need one of those words. So it could be related to, Chayiv here might mean, by Bezdin, therefore that could be the, little confusion, between the Tosfos Yontif and the other Mefarshim. We've quoted before, there also could be, Reb Chaim says in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, we've quoted that he started that. He comments that comment is on Arla, but we expanded it to other contexts. Right, the Rambam there in Hilchot Machalos Asuros quotes a machlokes between himself and the Gaonim. Very, very not often does the Rambam quote anybody. Right, sometimes he'll quote the Gaonim, sometimes he'll quote Rabbi Yosef Halevi. I just saw this week that the Rambam quotes Unkelus. The Rambam quotes Unkelus Hametargim. Right, in Hilchot Yisurei Bia, where he talks about the Isra of Lo Yekadesh. The Rambam, interesting, quotes him, though he argues on him. He says, I think lo yekadesh, machlokas, what exactly that means. The Rambam Paskin is like an isser bia imashivcha is durabanan. Isser bia imashivcha is durabanan. Right, it's worse to be mezana with a Jew than with a non-Jew. The Rambam Paskin is lo, and what about lo yekadesh? Isn't that, Unkelus says that that's the isser of living with a shivcha? The Rambam says, no, that's like Rashi seems to say, mezumenes, mufkeres, lazunos, a different shot. But then the Rambam says, after all, the Rambam says it's Durabanan. Why does the Rambam say it's Durabanan? He says, because after all, an Eved Ivri can marry a Shivcha Kananis. Right? If that's allowed, then it can't be a Daraisa. That's the Rambam's Raya that it must be Durabanan. But then the Rambam says, Al Yekalze Beinecha. But don't think it's a minor, low level, since it is a Durabanan. Don't think that it's minor, because number one, your children aren't going to be Jewish living with a Shivcha. And number two, Unkelus says it's Daraisa. Right, that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Machalos in Yisurei Bia. So he quotes Unkelus there. So very few times does he quote anybody. But here in Perek Yud of Machalos Asuros, also he quotes the Gaonim, Miksas Gaonim, not by name. He goes Miksas Gaonim. Right, the question is Yirali. Remember the Rambam's own Chiddush. Yirali says, is there Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? That's the Kasha, right? Arlas Chutz La'aretz is a din d'araisa. The Gemara says Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Arla is not a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. It applies in chutz la'aretz also, not like the many of the others. But what about ravai? That's the machlokas. So the Rambam says, I don't think there's ravai. Yirali she'ein din net ravai noy b'chutz la'aretz. Ela ocha peiros shana revias below pidyon klal. You just eat the fruit of the fourth year. Shelo amru ela ha'arla only arla. Then he quotes a kal v'chomer. And then he says, v'horim mixas go'onim she'kerem ravai levado. Poden also b'chutz la'aretz. There is some type of ravai in chutz la'aretz. V'yachar kach yeh mutar b'achila. V'ein lo davar ze'ikar. And I don't think it's true. So the Rav Chaim explains, what's the machlokas about? Everybody agrees, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells us that there's arlas chutz la'aretz. So the question is, when the Torah is machadish, or when the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is machadish, arlas chutz la'aretz, is that telling me that there's arla all over the world? We've just expanded arla. Arla used to be only all Eretz Yisrael. Now we've expanded it. What we call halacha Moshe B'Sinai hamifareshes. It expands a previous known institution. We thought arla was only in Eretz Yisrael, but now we know arla applies that. But it's all one big arla. So if it's one big arla, so then lachora, whenever there's arla, there's ravai. That's the gaonim, right? Or do you say no? It's halacha Moshe B'Sinai hamichadeshes. There's arla's Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah comes along and says there's something called arla's chutz la'aretz. But they're two different things. We haven't expanded any definitions. We've come up with a new idea. There was Arla's Eretz Yisrael, now there's Arla's Chutz La'aretz. And just because there's Arla's Chutz La'aretz doesn't mean there's going to be Ravai Chutz La'aretz. Right? It's a new idea. That's what he says. Oh, Tzorach Yidim Heichash, and I guess Arla's Chutz La'aretz, as gam hi bichlal Arla, ksuva batorah, de ikir ha'alacha ba'a ligiluye akra. The Pasuk is being megal, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is being megal at what the Pasuk meant. The afa gav dechal mesa zulis ba'aretz. Eino no hages ala ba'aretz, aval arla shiny, v'no hages b'chol makom. Im ken gam arla's chutz la'aretz bit nechlala b'kra de arla. O neima de havade de arla hamura batora eino ala b'aretz Yisrael. The Pasuk is only referred to Eretz Yisrael. Arla is a mesa zulis ba'aretz. V'arla's chutz la'aretz einen nechlala's ba. Rak da sura me'alacha, anu alacha, v'chal ikari sura hu rak me'alacha Moshe B'Sinai, v'lo mikra. V'nafkamino linya neta ravai. Right, the afkamino is neta ravai. Would you say, it flows. We'll say it flows. He says, and it's the Rambam, Gonim Lushitaso. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, that if you eat a Kezayitz or Arla's Chutz La'aretz, the Rambam says, Makas Mardus. Which means no Onesh Da'araisa. That's the Rambam Lushitaso. Because the Rambam says there's no Ravai. And therefore that shows that Arla's Chutz La'aretz is a new din. You're not going to get Malkus based on that. Right, because that's not mefurish bikra. V'im named alacha shel arla ba legiluye darlas chutz la'aretz nechala b'isur arla shebikra imkein harahi balaf shel torah v'lokin ala malchus daraisa darlas chutz la'aretz. Right, so it must be the Rambam says that you don't get that they don't get malchus because it's a michadashes. Because it's the gaonim of the chorus say that you would get malchus because it expands. It does not mean that the Rambam always says halachah which we see nice are michadashes. Right, there are many other examples, and the Rambam could go in both directions. Depends how you understand that. I think the Rambam talks about Arel, right? An Arel Kohen doing the Avoda, right? That's learned out from a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Arel Kohen. So the Rambam paskins, you get Malkus for an Arel Kohen that does the Avoda. So the Rambam's lashon is Harehu Kizar, meaning the Torah, what telling us the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is telling us what's the definition of a Kohen. Definition of a Kohen is a circumcised Kohen. We know that might even be, right, basically, a clothed in his proper begadim, washed hands, circumcised, male descendant of Aaron HaKohen. Right, all of those could be put in, because it could be that, who's a czar? An Ashes Kohen could be a czar, unwashed hands. So it all depends how you define. Okay, but that is all. Let's continue. We take out the next four words and we put it a little bit later. Is Tani Tani B'Shem Reb Elazar? We have two brises in the name of Reb Elazar. The first one says, Sorach Shehe Miluyim L'Shem Achag. In order for you to be within Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar in the Mishnah said, you're chayev for Nisach HaMayim Bachutz. Nisach HaMayim Atzukas Bachutz. So one says, it's only if you used water that was filled up L'Shem Sukkos. If you used water that was filled up with Shem Chag, so then if you pour that outside, you're going to be Chayev. Viz Tani Tani B'Shem Reb Elazar. Ein Tzarach Shehe Miluyim L'Shem Chag. It doesn't have to be. So now we put in the four words that we skipped. Manafik B'Beinehon. Right? What's the root of this Machlokas? Again, Machlokas. Within Reb Elazar, you're Chayev for Nisach HaMayim Bachutz. Is that only with water that was filled up with Shem Chag, the mitzvah, or not? So Man Da'amar Tzarach Shehe Miluyim L'Shem Chag. So our first suggestion. The one who says that it has to be filled up with Shem Chag, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Akiva. That's saying that Rabbi Lazar is following his Rabbi Akiva's Shita. That is learned out from the Pasuk. And if it's learned out from the Pasuk, that's telling me that it was, the Isra of Avodas Chutz is Dafka because it wasn't brought Bifnim. And if it's learned out from the Pasuk, we're assuming it has to be Lishma. So that's why you're only going to be a chayiv for avodas chutz if you're using water that was lushma. If it wasn't used lushma, then you wouldn't be able to use it bifnim, so you wouldn't be chayiv b'chutz. Madamar einu tzarech shemilin l'shem chag, according to the other brisa that has the other version that it doesn't need to be filled up l'shem chag. Rabbazar karabanan. So maybe then the Rabbazar holds like the rabbanan that is learned out from a halacha Moshe b'Sinai, and if it's a halacha Moshe b'Sinai, maybe it's a new idea. It's not about the isra of avodas chutz. It's not dafka about roy to do it bifnim. Maybe it's a different halacha. Again, not 100% clear what that would be based on. The Gemara rejects it anyway. But the Gemara seems to say, says, that depending on whether you learn it out from the Pasuk or from Halacha Moshe b'Sinai, it would depend on whether you have to fill it up l'shma. Again, why would that would be? Needs a little work. But that's what the Gemara assumes. The Gemara anyway says, that can't be. You can't suggest that one of the Brises holds, not Rabbi Elazar does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. That's his Rabbi. Les Yachil. Dom Rabbi Yochanan kol shidus Rabbi Elazar, b'shidus Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva Rabbo. Just like Rabbi Akiva holds that Nisach HaMayim is based on the Pesukim, Kainer Belazar Amar Nisach HaMayim Dvar Torah. So you can't say that the machlokes between the brises within Rabbi Elazar Shita is whether he holds like his Rabbi Akiva. He holds like his Rabbi Akiva. Right? That can't be what's up to the issue behind the machlokes. So we're back to the original question. Manofak Bimeneon. Right? So what is the machlokes? Again, we have two brises. That within Rabbi Elazar Shita, when the Rabbi Elazar said in our Mishnah that if you do Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's an Isser, that's Chayiv. So, is that only using water that was filled up L'shem to use for the Nisach HaMayim or not? So, what is that based on? We wanted to say, oh, maybe it's based on whether he holds like his Rabbi Akiva or not. No, he holds like his Rabbi Akiva. We know he was his Rabbi Akiva. He was one of the five students. Right, he's one of the five. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, one of the five that Rabbi Akiva started again with. Yevamis Samach Beis in the Bavli. That's where Rabbi Akiva says, "Lamei Torah biyalduso, yimot Torah bezeknuso." Even if one learned and taught Torah when he was younger, continue when you're older. Hayelo talmidim biyalduso, hayelo talmidim bezeknuso. Shenema babokas erazarecha. Amru shneim asar elef zukim talmidim. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of talmidim. Hayelo Rabbi Akiva. Migavus on a tipris, v'kulan meisuberg echad, reishal and all gokav zebazeb. Famous Gemara that they weren't mechabit each other, and they all died during Tzvirus Omer. V'haya ha'olam shameim atzabor Rabbi Akiva itzar abasinu shebedarum v'shana lahem to Rabbi Akiva started again. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, v'heimim heimidu Torah osa shah. They were the ones that built up the Torah. So what's this machlokas about? So the Gemara says, you're right. He holds like, it has to be filled the shame chag. Aye, so what's the Mishnah about? The following. What are the two prices about? Amar Zeira, Fusha Nisach Shloshes Lugin Bifnim, Vishloshes Lugin Bachutz. The case is where you did regular Nisach HaMayim, like you're supposed to, in the base of Mikdash, and then you did another three lug outside. Are you gonna be chay for that? That's the machlokas here. Is tani tani yesh lashir? One opinion holds there is a maximum amount of lugin for the Nisach HaMayim. Meaning once you did three lug, you can't add on anymore. It's done. If you do any more, that's baltosif. So if you do outside now, you're not going to be chayev because there's no more royal lefios bifnim. Is tani tani ein lashir? And the other opinion says ein lashir. There's no maximum. The more you do, the merrier. Like we've spoken about often, many mitzvahs, there's a minimum amount, and then you can maximize matzah and shofar and other examples. So manda amar yesh lashir, according to the one that says there's a maximum shear for Nisach HaMayim. So then if you did Nisach HaMayim outside, after you did the three potter, you can be potter. Manda amar ein lahem shear, and according to the one that says there's no maximum shear, then whatever you did outside is royal yos befnim, and therefore chayef. Period. Good. Rabbi Yosi bar Ashian b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. When you pour in the water or the wine, the bottom is plugged up. It doesn't go straight through. It's plugged up so that it overflows on top. That's a hidur. So you see it overflowing, and then you'll let it out, and then it'll slide down. My time, Bakodesh Hasech Nesach Shechar Lashem. Because Nesach Shechar from the word Shechrus, satiated, and overflowing is like a symbol of satiation. Period. There is a big discussion. Tosfos and Sukkah wonders, right? What as we said in the Mishnah, right? You use a pitcher of gold, and you pour it into these cups of silver. So don't we have a halacha of malam bakodesh vein moridin? Right? We said by the shulchan. Remember the lechem upon him. When you take the lechem upon him out of, and you put it on a golden table. You gotta have a golden table. There's two. One silver, one gold. Silver's on the way in, but when it comes out, you gotta put it on the golden table. Cause malam bakodesh lo moridim. Tosfos wonders. Tosfos mem ches amid aleph. How is it that these two svalim on the mizbeach were silver? You're pouring into it from gold. Tema. We learned in Menachah, shtei shulchanos hayu ba'ulam. Echad shel kesef, echad shel zav, v'chulu. V'im kein hacha shayu mimalam b'tzlocha shel zav, heichayu menaschin b'svalim shel kesef. That's the kasha. So v'yesh lomar, he says, and this is what the Ritva says here too, if the svalim were kavua in the Mizbeach. Kavua. They weren't kalim. They were considered part of the Mizbeach. D'nechshavim kegufo shel Mizbeach v'harim kelevona shayisa b'vazichan shel zav, shemaktir nagam Mizbeach. You the only problem with Malin Makodesh, if you go from kli to kli, the Mizbeach wasn't a kli, it was mechubar la karka. It was like karka. So because the cups were mechubar to the karka, that's why it wasn't considered a separate kli, and therefore it's not a problem of Malin Makodesh. And that's what the Tosfos says, that's what the Ritva also quotes the Abali Tosfos. Weiter. Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hashis Hainoko Vadatahom. Rabbi Yossi says, the shis, meaning where the wine and the water was poured into, it goes all the way down into the belly of the earth. All the way deep, deep down. My time, what's the source? Vaya azkeyu. This parak in Yeshayo, in the fifth parak, talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the mushel of the kerem. He says, Yeshayo was telling Bnei Israel, there was a vineyard owner that built a beautiful kerem and took care of it and put fences around it and weeded it and planted everything. And then it was destroyed, he says. And he built a house in it. That's the mushel of Klal Yisrael. Why Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, they made a beautiful land, they built a base on Migdash. Look what's going on. Right? This is, you should remember, Yeshayo predicted the Churban and spoke all about the Churban 150 years before the Churban. Yeshayo was very early. Very early. Vayaz Keyu, and he put a fence around it. Vayisakale, we cut the rocks out. Vayite Eos Sorek. Vayiven Migdal Batochu. He built a tower in the middle. Zahechal. Vayekev Chatzabozeh Mizbeach. Vagam Yekev Zashis. Right, that refers to the shis. That was also HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing that, and he built it all the way down to the belly of the earth. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Maisa Shamayim Hayu. Right, it was from the Maisa Bereshis, like Bereshis, the Gemara Darshan to the Bavli, Barashis. Hashem created. Lafisha Maisa Shamayim Yocho Lo Yihu Noim Kemaisi De Uman. You might think it wasn't as beautiful as human creations. Tamalabar, no, it was. Chamuche Yirechayek, it's a remez in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Your hidden thighs. Chamuche Yirechayek, that's a reference to the Mizbeach. Kemo Chalaim are like jewels, Maisa Yidei Uman. Noim Hayu Yos Aman. So Na'im Hayo Yosim Maisei Yidei Umam. They're nicer. You darshan this pasuk as they're nicer than Yidei Umam. So the Chamuki Rechayek, the hidden parts of the Mizbeach, meaning the Shis, are like jewels compared to the Maisei Yidei Umam. That's compared because they're even, right, they're more substantive. Tani. Amar Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok. Reb Elazar Tzadok argues. He says, no, the Shisim didn't go all the way down to the belly of the Mizbeach, and it wasn't made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it was human. There was a little separation space between the ulam and the mizbeach. There was like a tile on the floor where they took out that tile. You were able to go down and empty, right, after 60, 70 years, all the wine and the water that went down congealed and it was all the way down there. And if they don't take it out, so then it's just going to plug up the whole thing. You're not going to be able to pour anything down, right? You got to roto-rooter it. I still say that these days, right? And snake it. And so they went down there every couple of decades to clean it out. Umalinoso shahaya karush ki gulei dvela, because it was totally congealed. Uban v'sarfanoso b'kdusha, and they would burn it b'kdusha, because it was kadosh. Kishem shahaya nisucha b'kdusha, kachaytas v'faso b'kdusha, right? Because it was still kadosh, and you burned it somewhere in the base of Mikdash. Amar Rebbe, ra'a shehit fisascha ha-torah b'lashon chiba. Rebbe's like ilu talking to the mizbeach and the nisach that is being done. The Torah uses a lashon chiba, lashon siva, lashon shichras, like a lashon of satiation and being totally drunk right? The Lashon Bakodesh Haseich Nesa Shechar just reflects how much Hashem loves this avoda. Again, so much symbolism. The Karban Eda Ki'ilu Hu Ta'ev V'Nena B'Nisuchan, as if Hashem has this desire. Hashem's thirsty for it. Rabbi Huda Bar Lakra B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Mi Shechar Beis Hamikdash. Once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Pasak Yain Karish. We used to get special types of wine that came from Sneer, explains the Karban Eda, and it was like Dome li igule dvela. It was like igule dvela. It was like crushed and combined figs. So the bracha, basically, when the nisach stopped happening in the Beis Hamikdash, then the bracha that inspired outside the Beis Hamikdash stopped. Upaska zchuchas levana, also this special type of a white glass, stopped being able to be produced. Zchuchas levana shaisim is kapelas. You're able to peel it, and it was a very fancy type of glass. Have a period. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that the holes were of two sizes. One big hole, one small hole. So the way I explained it yesterday was how the Bavli explains it. Rabbi Hananel, Sukkah Memches, says the Rishami is exactly opposite of the Bavli. Right? Why? Why we said that the bigger hole was on the wine because it goes slower. So we're about to see in the Rishami, no, the bigger hole was on the water because the water goes slower. Water goes slower. So we're going to say, if you have a tiny little hole, you look in the Mefarshim here. I saw the art school has a footnote all about the viscosity and the density and the surface tension of all different types of liquids. And even if you have what we would think of as a thicker type of a liquid, you know, it could be that it could fit into a smaller hole based on the density and the, either way, the, Rabbi Hananel says it's a machlokes. Haviboin Meimar, Hamuba Shalmaim Vahamedak Shalyain. Though the Talmidim thought to say that the bigger hole was of the water and the thinner hole was of the wine. The Amar Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rabbi Imi, Nekev Shein Emotzi Mayim Motzi Yain. If you have a tiny hole that water can't get out of, wine can still get out of. B'Shein Emotzi Yain Motzi Shemen. And if it's so small that wine can't get out of it, but oil can still get out of it. B'Shein Emotzi Shemen Motzi Dvash. And if oil can't get out of it, honey, a certain type of liquidy honey could get out of it. So, that's the explanation of the Mishnah. Afilu Tera Chilufin, and even if you want to say Chilufin, maybe that's like a remez to the Bavli. And even if you want to say the opposite, Dereb Yehudahi, maybe I'll still tell you that the wine one is going to be smaller than the water one, because maybe it's like the Sheet of Rebbe Yehuda who says it's only one log of water. Dereb Yehudahi, Dereb Yehuda, Amar Maloka, Yemanasi Kol Shmonis. And according to Rebbe Yehuda, you for sure need the wine one and the water one to be the water is only one, so you need that one to be the wine and the water. If you look in the Karban Eda here, he explains that Vafilu Temer Chilufin Sha'am Ube Shel Yayin Vadak Shel Mayim. This is the Chilufin. Even if you want to say the thicker one is the you want to portray that the thicker one was the wine and the thinner one was the water, that could be Rabbi Huda Shita, right? Because Rabbi Huda says there's only one a lug of water and three of wines. That's why you would have to have it in that direction as well. Just one final section. Rav Shimon Lakish by Kumi Rav Yochanan. So let's talk about the Nisach HaMayim. How close is it to be for the Nisach HaYayin? How parallel? Hikdimon LeZevach Mahein. Right? What happens if you did the Nisach HaMayim before the Karban Tamid? Nisach Balayla Mahein. If you did it really before the Karban Tamid during the night. Lo Nisach HaYom HaShin Asach LeMachar. Could you do it the next day if you missed today? So all three of these, right, what kind of avod it is? Amar le, nishmei menada, dam rabbi lo, b'shem rabbi yosi, unisacheha. So it must be because we compare it to the nisach ha-yayin, so it's the same rules. Echa nischei mayim, echa nischei yayin. So you compare it, so therefore, just like the yayin, had amra hikdim lezeva kasher, nischa malala kasher, lo nisach ha-yom, lo nisach lamachar. You could do it at night, you could do it, before the carbon tamid, but you can't do it the next day. Al shem avar yom, of our, carbono. Period. The Mefarshim point out that in the Bavli is exactly opposite all three questions. All three questions are answered the opposite way. You could look at it. Then one more line. Rabbanan, just to remember how the Rabbanan, the Tanakama holds its 8 days, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Tanakama holds 7 days, and Rabbi Yehuda holds 8 days. But in terms of amount, Tanakama says three lug, and Rabbi Yehuda says one lug. Rabbanan marbin b'mayim umatin b'yamim. Rabbanan have more water and less days. Rabbi Yehuda mayim b'mayim umar b'yamim. Rabbi Yehuda has less water, but more days. That's how you remember that machlokas. Okay, we'll stop here.